The program you are about to hear has been rated U.S. Quality Choice by the FLD. That's the Federal Listening Department. If you know of anyone hearing this show by means of an antenna protruding from their forehead, contact your government immediately. Thank you.
Music sick, sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers, like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I am Daffodil, your hostess with the mostest.
Hey, you're looking at my head, Daffy? Look. Look.
What?
It's like the disclaimer said, I got an antenna on my head. Listening to my show with the antenna on my head, Daffy.
Why do you have an antenna on your head?
It's a long story. We don't have time for it on the show this week.
Were you playing with the super glue again?
No. Well,
It's kind of like the gum. I have to get the scissors to cut it out, you know, if you've been playing with the super glue.
All I have to say is ba 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 shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba ba 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 shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-boo-boo. That's all I get to say about that. Which, as a matter of fact, sums up our show this week, our profile, our chart-topping, cheesy profile, the bop-shoo-bop-bomb-bop-bop-bop-bop.
The who put the bomb in the bomb-shoo-bomb-bomb?
We feature chart-topping songs from the 60s that have a lot of the bop ba bop ba ba shoo 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 ba 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 in it.
The odd sounds.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and these were pretty much one-hit wonders, too, now that I think about it.
Well, after you've put every word in your first song, what's left for an encore?
I don't know. And we have a one-hit wonder why that I'm still trying to figure it out to this day what the lyrics mean. What's this cake in the rain thing?
I really don't get it. Can't answer that question.
Oh, anyway, we're starting off the show with a little bit of instrumentally speaking.
Because we need to do that.
Wow, I'm just looking at the list this week. We're stuck in the 60s, aren't we?
It is a 60s type of show.
We got Billy Strange coming up shortly. His version of These Boots Were Made for Walking. And we're starting it off with the James Bond theme.
From which film?
Just the regular one, you know, do 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 do, or should I say, ba 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 ba. What?
Nothing. You're just silly.
Okay, Howard Blake and his combo, right here on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back. Smack Dude and Dapper is kid approved.
This just screams of Austin Powers. Yeah, baby!
Actually, no, that's not what I was thinking.
What?
I was actually thinking that what I picture in my head when I hear that is Goldie Hawn as the Sacagawea girl.
Oh, yes, from Laughing Fame.
Dancing.
Yes, and anyone dancing the swim from the 60s with a little help from Austin Powers in there. Yeah, baby!
You're just strange.
You're really swinging, baby!
You're just strange.
Okay, fine.
I think it's the antenna on your head. bob when you in time with the music.
I get to take that off. I'm sorry.
You glued it on.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird 60s style that is Cheese Please.
Yes, I tell you, it's. I don't know how this worked out. It just worked out that way. And, well, as we have a bit of a profile feature today.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
Oh, yeah, the special profile this week on the show.
On the bump-shabump-bump-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ran?
Yeah, sort of. Anything that bop, 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 and bop, 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 shabop, shabop. Anything of that type.
Okay. So what are we playing?
We got Johnny Cymbal coming up with Mr. Bassman, who does all the bop, 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 bop.
That's actually one of my favorite songs in this category.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm really glad we're playing it, because I really like it a lot.
Well, we're starting off with a guy that made millions making hit records. And behind the scenes, he wrote with Cynthia Weil, wrote a lot of the girl groups of the 60s, many other songs as well. But the only one time he was ever on mic to sing something, he really did a cheesy job.
And who put the bomb?
In the bomb, shoe bomb, shoe bomb. Barry Mann on
Cheese Please.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, a bomb, a bomb? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, di dip, di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand.
He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
When my baby heard ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop-a-bop-a-bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop-shabop-shabop? Who put the dip in the dip-di-dip-di-dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Each time that we're alone, boogity 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 shoot, set my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip 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 dip, she always says she loves me so. So who put the bop in the bop 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shoo bop shoo bop? Who put the dip in the dip 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Darling, bom 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 bom. And my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip-di-dip, di-dip, di-dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy when you go 1, 2, 3.
You mean ba 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 ba?
Yeah, Mr. Bassman, you're on all the songs with a ba 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 boom boom and a da 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 boom boom bong. Hey, Mr. Bassman, you're the hidden king of rock and roll. Ba 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 ba.
No, no, ba 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 ba.
Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi hi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Oh, Mr. Bassman, I really think I'm with it. Boom boom. And call Mr. Bassman. Now I'm a bassman too.
That's it. Now you.
Oh, it don't mean a thing when the lead is singing or when he goes hi hi. Hey, Mr. Bassman, I'm asking just one thing. Will you teach me? Yeah, the way you sing. Cause Mr. Bassman, I wanna be a bassman too. Yeah, Mr. Bassman, I think I'm really with it. Boom boom and a boom boom. Come on, Mr. Bassman, now I'm a bassman too.
Now you.
Johnny Cymbal, Mr. Bassman.
I like that song.
And before that, we have Bomb, 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 Barry Mann. Famous songwriter Barry Mann, who wrote with Cynthia Weil, but that was his only song I know he recorded, his only hit, Hoop at the Bomp at the Bomp Chew Bomp Chew Bomp. Try to say that five times fast.
I could, but it would take up too much time.
Oh, you could? What do you mean you could?
Who put the bomb in the bomb shabomb bomb? Who put the bomb in the bomb shabomb bomb? Who put the bomb in the bomb shabomb bomb? Who put the bomb in the bomb shabomb bomb? Who put the bomb in the bomb shabomb bomb?
Whoa! I'm impressed.
You asked.
I didn't think you could actually do it.
I can do anything.
Apparently so. My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please, and now we're going to do this.
Of course.
Do you wonder why these cheesy songs were hits?
Yeah.
We do too.
Why?
It's time for One Hit Wonder Whys.
I wonder who put the cake out in the rain.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know what the song's about.
Will the cake ever be made again? Where's the recipe? The recipe got lost and they put the cake out in the rain. I don't get that.
Well, it's all weird.
Understatement of the year.
Jimmy Webb wrote this song.
Yeah?
It's sort of about his relationship with Susie Horton.
Oh, is that what it's all about?
And most of their time was spent together in MacArthur Park, which is across the street from where they worked.
Okay.
And everything in the song was visible. There's nothing in it that's fabricated. The old men playing checkers by the trees, the cake that was left out in the rain, all the things that are talked about in the song are things I actually saw.
I got one question, though.
Yes?
Why does it have to be so long?
This is not the longest version.
Really?
No.
Why?
However, Richard Harris did record the very first version.
Okay, yeah.
There are many versions after that, but his was the very first. And humorous Dave Barry,
yes,
conducted a poll among his readers, and they picked this version as the worst song ever recorded, both in terms of worst lyrics and worst overall song.
Oh, well, more than reason to play it right here on...
Cheese, Please!
MacArthur Park, Richard Harris.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Someone will bring it.
I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire and my passion flow like rivers through the sky. And after all the loves of my life, oh, after all the loves of my life, and wondering why.
Keys, please. Told you I'd get back in time, Daffodil. I told you.
It's a long song.
I told you.
I didn't think it was that long, but it's a long song.
Yeah, I know. I just went for a bathroom break here at the truck stop. And we're here in the parking lot, and I told you, I did this when I was an overnight disc jockey. At that time, that month I did that, you know?
Way back when?
And these were the songs I used. This song I used, I had to do the bathroom break, and I told you I'd get back. You didn't trust me.
Oh, I trusted you.
No, you didn't. You were I won't go there. Anyway, my name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
And I was Matt MacArthur Park, Richard Harris, the very long song, sorry.
Could have been worse. We could have played the 18-minute Donna Summer version.
What? 18-minute version?
Well, there's a couple of other songs kind of slammed in there, but it's 18 minutes.
Oh, no. Well, I would really go for a bathroom break for that one.
Exactly.
The
only thing I know for sure is you are not going to find that in the glove compartment.
No. That's banned from the glove compartment. And can you, like, help me get this thing off my head a little later?
Yes.
Please? It's just...
Yes.
Just don't look at it too much when you do that, please. Just
scissors.
No, you're not cutting my hair.
Yeah, super glued it to your head. I have to cut your hair.
Okay.
You have those little round bald spots again, just like you did when you got the gum in there.
Okay. I got to get rid of it. It's knocking against the top of the fan a little bit.
That's because you're too tall.
I'm sorry. Okay, let's do this thing. Here we go.
Hopefully it's something to get rid of the schmaltz.
Well, we had Baba Bob and then Baba Bob. Now we have Papa Oo Mau Mau.
Oh, that will help.
Papa Oo Mau Mau. Yeah, the Rivingtons. Around the same time as the Surfing Bird.
They kind of sound a little bit the same.
Yeah, Surfing Bird goes, and then, well, never mind. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of Cheese, please. Come back next week for more of the same.
Funniest sound I ever heard. And I can't understand a single word. Is he serious or is he playing? Oh, my mouth is all he's saying. Papa,
wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.